This tour essay's radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula, to Port Lincoln's renowned Lion and Label restaurant, for their upcoming Royal Flying Doctor fundraiser happening Friday, August 9th from 6:30 p.m. Diana, what can we expect on the night?
Hello, Dee. Hello, everyone. Friday the 9th of August, we've got a fundraising event for the Royal Flying Doctor's Service.
Now, the Royal Flying Doctor's Service are such an important organisation for us. How many flights do they fly in every year for us?
Well, last year we had 424 alone come into Port Lincoln. So if that's 424 just into Port Lincoln, imagine Cummins, Locke, Kimber, all across the Eyre Peninsula. There are thousands of flights that this really important organisation comes to rescue us when we need them.
Exactly. And now, you know, they're sort of calling on us to say, hey, we need some funds.
The Royal Flying Doctors have got this amazing new aircraft, which some you may have seen on the news about a month or so ago. It really allows them to go. It's based in Adelaide, so it allows them to go anywhere across Australia without having to stop to refuel. So if you think that's the distance of an aircraft, if they really, you know, the top end of Australia, if they need to go and rescue someone urgently, they can get there without having to stop halfway and refuel. So it means that the time that's spent rescuing can be reduced. So that's a huge thing. We're pretty lucky in South Australia that we've got this new aircraft that is based so close to us in Eyre Peninsula.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's talk about your actual fundraiser. So this is, you actually had a date in July and you moved it.
We did. So the local Royal Flying Doctors auxiliary, if you call them, the support network that they've got here, tried to have an event in July, but we got the feedback from everyone that it was just too busy. There was too much going on. A lot of people were away, winter sport, what have you. So we moved it to an available date, which was the 9th of August. Unfortunately, though, like with lots of things, there's so much still going on. We are a bit skinny on some tickets, so that's my call out to everyone now. Please buy a ticket.
It's one of those things like there's so much going on, but I feel like this is an event that you probably should go to.
Come dressed up if they like, but it's certainly we just wanted to make it a nice, relaxed event with lots of delicious food over sort of 4 hours. Lion and Label will give you a complimentary Peter Tickle Wines drink when you arrive. And look, the team have put together some amazing auction prizes. So it's from 6:30. So if you do have somewhere to go afterwards, you can disappear. The other thing, Dee, is people who haven't been able to come because they are going to be away have still been generous enough to say that they're going to buy a ticket and then pay it forward to someone so someone else can come, which is a cool idea.
It is. And, you know, at the end of the day, you don't necessarily have to go to the event. If you just buy a ticket, that money's still going towards the
Absolutely, the fundraiser, which is a great thing. And I think, you know, when there's things we can do like that nowadays, why not?
Now, what's actually really caught my attention is the auction prizes.
There's some really amazing things that have been donated. They're very generous. My favourite one, oh goodness, there's a piece of artwork that's in there done by a local artist that is absolutely beautiful.
Now, one that really caught my attention was that there's actually a four-night KI trip, isn't there?
Oh, there is. Kangaroo Island, I'd forgotten about that one. An escape to another region, that's it.
Yeah, and that's up for auction. And there's also a very exclusive by Peter Tickle, isn't there?
There is actually something in there. We've worked together with Coffin Bay headquarters to the Oyster headquarters to be able to go out and have the Oyster experience. But part of the journey of getting there perhaps is being able to go in one of Peter's Ferraris, a fairly fast but under the speed limit trip to Coffin Bay in a red Ferrari might actually tickle someone's fancy. So that's up for grabs. Silent auction as well as main. I think there are only three or four main auction items, so it's not going to be something that drags on for hours and hours. Yeah. A bit of fun.
Now, how much are the tickets?
$65 a person. And as I said, that includes a drink on arrival and all that yummy food. And also some money from that is actually being donated directly to the RFDS. So whatever goes on top of the auction prizes is a bonus. So the call out is really there for everyone to please. I know there's so many things going on and lots of charities, as you mentioned before, Dee, but this is one, I think, right across Eyre Peninsula that I know there are people out there that have used the service or we may need them in the future.
Absolutely. Where can people buy themselves a ticket?
The easiest way to do it is all online, is satickets.com.au, which I know the radio station use for lots of events that you support. If you have a look straight on there, it'll come up with the Royal Flying Doctors event up at the line and label.
You can also type in the date as well, and that will
you can.
Pop up
it's a really
well.
Easy website, so satickets.com.au.
Thanks, Diana. Find out more about this Tour SA destination at toursa.com.au.